Hello, everyone. This is Judy Morio. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about the subject of how you choose to see things determines what shows up. I am the author of the book, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power. And in doing the research for this book, the more research I did, the more I believed in visualization and the fact that the way we look at things, the way we choose to see things, actually does determine what shows up in our life. So if you are participating in this program today and you have a desire to call me, please do so. That's area code 917-889-7851. Otherwise, just send me an email, judy@judymorio.com. That's judy@judymorio.com. So, is there something you want? What do you want? Perhaps you want a new car. Perhaps you're looking for a mate. Perhaps you're looking for a new job. What is success to you, and what is it that you want to show up in your life? Because whatever it is that you want to show up, you need to get real, real clear on it in order to get exactly what you want. So what is your dream? What is your dream? If it's a new car, I want you to imagine every detail of that car. Will it be a family car or a sports car? Four doors or two? What color would you like? How much horsepower will it have? What will the interior be like? Will the seats be leather or cloth? Visit car dealerships. Look at the cars that are on sale. Take a demonstration ride and imagine how you will feel driving that car when you own it. I had a dream to have a black Mercedes, and I kept cutting out pictures of black Mercedes and putting them where I could see them, where I could visualize them regularly. I put them on the visor of my car, on my refrigerator, in my wallet so that when I reached for money, I could see the picture, put it in my achievement journal and my visualization pages. I just kept putting those pictures of that Mercedes everywhere. And people laughed at me. They thought I was absolutely crazy, but I knew what I was looking for. And one day I was in Spanish class, and I heard the fellow behind me say to the woman next to him, "Do you know anyone that wants to buy a Mercedes?" And she said, "Why?" And he said, "Because he bought one for his girlfriend, and the girlfriend didn't like it. She wanted a different style. She wanted the little convertible sports car. She didn't want the bigger sedan type Mercedes." And so I listened for a little while, and then I turned around and I said, "Hey, how'd you like a new girlfriend?" And we all got a big laugh out of it. But after class, I went out and looked at his car. And you know what? That car was exactly the same car that I had been cutting out of the pictures that I'd been cutting out and putting everywhere. It was the same car. It was black leather interior with the wooden trim. It was absolutely beautiful. It even had the Lorenzo body kit on it that I wanted. And so here I had been visualizing it, and then there it was in front of me. And the first thing I thought was, I don't know how I'm going to afford this, but I just said to him, "Let's take it for a ride." And we took it for a ride, and I just fell in love with it. And then I asked him how much he wanted for it, and he said he just wanted someone to pay off the balance that he owed on it. And the balance was about half what the car was actually worth. So the car I wanted actually came to me, and I was able to get it at a price I could afford. And you see, I think that's what's so important. You have to get in your mind what it is that you want. You have to see it so vividly that when it's there, you recognize it. Perhaps you're looking for a mate. What kind of personality will he or she have? What values will he or she have? What interests will he or she have? And how will they treat you? How will this new person treat you? You want to be clear on all of those things that you want. Once again, I made a list. I sat down and made a list of everything I wanted. And yes, I have to admit, I did kiss a few frogs on the way to finding the love of my life. But I did find him. And at first, I wasn't sure that he was what I wanted. He wasn't quite as sophisticated as I thought the man in my life should be, but he had all the other qualities. My secretary actually said to me one day, "Did you put sophisticated on the list?" And I said, "Oh my goodness, no, I didn't. I just kind of took that as a given." And she said, "Well, it's not on the list." But you know what's amazing? The more I'm around that man, the more I realize how sophisticated he really is. The more I realize how he has so many more qualities that are of value to me than those particular things that maybe I was asking for in the beginning. So we have to get clear. What is it that you want? I knew how I wanted to be treated, and this man treats me that way, and that makes it worthwhile. See? Maybe you want a great new job. What would you like to do? What hours do you want to work? Will you wear a uniform or will you wear street clothes? What kind of boss will you have? Or will you even have a boss? Maybe you're going to be an entrepreneur, start your own business, do things your own way. Whatever it is that you want in your life, I want you to start seeing it clearly at this time. See, visualizing is imaging in our mind the outcome of something. It's knowing what we would like the future to be. And a lot of us used our imaginations as children, and we played all kinds of games, and we kind of lived in that fantasy world at that time. And I don't want you to live in a fantasy world today, but I want you to use your imagination to create the future that you desire. I want you to feel and act in agreement with what it is that you want. Act as if you already have it. See, many people use their imaginations in the other way. Unsuccessful people are usually unmotivated and unexcited about where they're going, and it really doesn't matter what happens. Their minds are conjuring up all the things that can go wrong, all the things that won't happen, all the things that are going to disappoint them. Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I could never own that house. Oh, I'll never be able to get the car that I want. Well, there just aren't any good men out there. I just know I'm never going to find one. Well, if you keep imaging that, if you keep visualizing that, if you visualize what you're never going to do, never going to have, never going to be, that's exactly going to happen. So you're going to prove that visualization works because you're going to prove that you're never going to have any of those things, and that's what you've been seeing in your mind. See, negative people have a general attitude of pessimism, and that keeps them functioning at a very low level of energy. They tend to be more passive and more accepting of things like what they think they are or think they can never be, rather than being excited about things as they can be and where they can go. I don't want you to be like these negative people. Get rid of your mental limitations. You can do it simply by imagining and focusing on what it is you do want instead of what you don't want. Whatever you focus on is what you get. So if you focus on what you don't want, you'll get that just as surely as if you focus on what you do want. So get yourself a piece of cardboard or get yourself an achievement journal like I have. And cut out pictures of the things you want to do and to be and to have. I even cut out pictures of words. I cut out pictures of words that say superstar, happy, content. Cut out any kind of words and put them on your pages as well, because you want your mind to visualize those words in vivid color. And, you know, visualization is really not that hard, and yet a lot of people think that it's very, very difficult. All visualization is imagining the outcome of something, what the future will be. And so the subconscious part of our minds causes us to feel and act in agreement with what we imagine to be true about ourselves and our environment. And when we realize our behaviors are a result of the images and beliefs that we create in our minds, we free ourselves to use our imaginations as though our thoughts are reality. If we see ourselves performing a certain way, our subconscious mind perceives we are actually performing that way. You've probably heard me say this before. The subconscious mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. It only knows what we tell it. So we can think ourselves into health, success, and prosperity by concentrating on the good we have now and focusing on a positive future. Whatever thoughts you hold in your conscious mind give direction to your subconscious mind. They actually tell your subconscious mind what to work on. Whatever you impress, and I mean impress vividly on your subconscious mind, will be what you experience in your life. Remember, William James, the father of American psychology, said, "The power to move the world is in your subconscious mind." So, whenever we create something, we create it first in our minds as thoughts. I think the best example of this is when I was a child, my mother taught me how to sew. And first we'd go to the fabric store and select a picture from the pattern book of the garment I would like to have. And we would get the pattern and read the instructions on the back to see how much fabric it would take and to see what notions we would need, such as a zipper, buttons, lace, or thread. And I would imagine that garment made with that fabric before it was even cut out. I mean, I would imagine it before we even got out of the store. And I could see me wearing it, and I could see how happy I was going to be. Then we'd go home, and we'd lay out the fabric and lay the pattern on it and pin it down. And then we would cut out the pieces and pin them together and sew it up. And in hardly any time at all, I would have that new dress. In fact, the more excited I was about it, the sooner the dress would get finished. And that's how visualization works in your life. First, you get the picture in your mind. Then you get real clear on the outcome you desire. You vividly imagine it. Imagine how you're going to look, how you're going to feel, what supplies or resources you will need to have, and what lifestyle changes you will make. You must be able to see it in your mind in complete detail and feel it in your very being. If you will consciously hold this picture in your mind, the imagination, and that's based in the subconscious part of your mind where we've been talking about, it will start working on the how-to part of the equation and bring you to a logical approach for making that picture become a reality. Once you have the vision, you're ready to start making your action plans, exploring your possibilities, and setting your goals. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Today, we are talking about how you choose to see the things that happen in your life, or anything. How you choose to see anything determines what shows up in your life. So how you choose to see things determines what shows up in your life. I am the author of You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power. And that book is available on my website, judymorio.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And it has so much more in the book on visualization than I can even tell you about today. And so you might want to pick up a copy of that book and read it, because it will really help you to figure out how to look at things, because our attitude is so important. Nothing in this world is impossible if our attitude is right, if we have a willing heart, if we're willing to go after things. And while you're over there at judymorio.com, sign up for my free newsletter. You'll get that every single month, and it'll have tips and techniques in there for how to build a better tomorrow. And also, when you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to receive an audio download of my recording, Realize Who You Are. And that's a great audio download. Wow, my mouth isn't working again this morning. It's a great audio download for you, because it gives you so many insights into why we are who we are. So the book, You Are More Than Enough, is a guide to help you believe in yourself and to build your confidence. And you can also get its companion, the Achievement Journals, which is that complete personal development course that we talked about yesterday. You know, we talked about journaling and how important it is to have an achievement journal, because that helps us to accomplish those things that we want to accomplish in our lives. So, you know, in that journal, there are visioning pages, one for each of the areas of your life. And those eight areas in your life are relationships, finances, health, career, education, recreation, spiritual, and community involvement. And what you do is you cut out pictures of all the things you want in these eight areas of your life. And you paste these pictures and these words not only on these pages, but throughout the journal. And there's no rules as to how it's going to look. You paste the pictures the way you want them to be, so that when you're looking at them, you can imagine yourself having or being or doing the things that you've done. You can cut out pictures of things you want to have, places you want to go, from magazines, or you can create them in your computer with clip art and drawing tools. You paste these pictures on your visioning pages, and these pages become the physical expression of your dreams. So be wild, be creative. There are no limits to what you can put on your pages. This is a collage of what you want to see in your life. And you, if you want, you can just do it on a big piece of poster board and make that collage and put it up. You know, for a long time I had mine in my garage so that every time I pulled my car in the garage, I would see my collage of what I wanted right there in front of me as I would pull that car in and get out of the car. Just stand there and look at it for a minute and see it. Because if you look at those pages regularly, you'll be imprinting these desires that you have. You'll imprint them on your mind. And then what I want you to do is affirm positively out loud that you will achieve them, that you will have the things that you want. You will do the things you want. You will go the places you want. Because you see, whether it's a creative endeavor like sewing or it's a stressful event in your life like being diagnosed with cancer, you can prepare yourself for it by imagining the scenario and seeing the outcome the way that you want it to be. Imagine what it'll be like to be well and happy. Imagine what you'll do when your doctor says you're cancer-free. Imagine the way that you want your life to be. You see, your imagination is where your creativity begins, and this is where we have to visualize in our imagination. And when we imagine something, we can actually cause it to become a reality. It is an idea, and then we start to think of it as a possibility. You've seen science fiction movies that had plots so far out there that no one would ever believe they could be real. Yet within a few years, science fiction became science fact, and as those scenarios became reality, man orbited the Earth and subsequently walked and even played golf on the moon. So, decide what you want to do. Believe you can do it. Make a plan of how you will do it and act on your plan. The Greek philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "If the mind of man can conceive an idea and believe it, the man can achieve it." So if we can create this image in our mind, if we can visualize what it is that we want, we can produce the physical manifestation in our lives, even if such an image has never existed before. So when you visualize something, you're actually establishing new patterns in your brain, the same as if you were actually doing what you are visualizing. You are directing your brain to give you the result you want to achieve. And when you plan your new way of life, whatever that is, it's going to work the same way. You visualize each day, and as you go through your activities, you may have to adjust and you may have to modify your actions in order to achieve the results you want. But imagine every detail of your new life. See, so many people use their imagination in the opposite way. They just cannot get it that they need to be future positive focused. You get what you think. So my suggestion to you is just try it. You have nothing to lose by trying it. Don't buy into negativity. Get rid of your limitations. Now, I have a friend, Barry, who teaches hang gliding, and Barry told me of an experience Well, that I think illustrates this so clearly. Barry said, in the sport of hang gliding, the hang glider starts to run to the edge of the mountain or the hill with a big kite. And when he or she gets to the edge, they push out on the triangle-shaped bar that supports the kite. They hang on, and they soar to the field below. And Barry teaches his students to fly toward a particular field where there are acres and acres of openness. And there's only one obstacle, which is one small tree that happens to be in the middle of the field. And it should be easy to avoid this tree. But he says that time after time, his students soar right into that tree. They just smack right into it. Because what they're doing is, instead of concentrating on where they're going to land, they're focusing on the tree, the one thing that they need to avoid. And don't we all do that? We all have obstacles around us that we need to avoid, and so we focus on them, and what happens? Stop focusing on the things you need to avoid. Focus instead on where you do want to land, on what you do want to have, on where you do want to go, what you do want to be. And whether that's a great new car, a wonderful new job, a fabulous mate, or a new sense of self-worth, focus on what you do want. The subconscious part of your mind ignores the words not and don't and translates the message the same as if you had asked for what you don't want. So if you say, I'm not going to hit the tree, I'm not going to hit the tree, I'm not going to hit the tree, what are you focusing on? The tree. And even though you said, I'm not going to, you still hit the tree because you were focusing on it. So instead, you have to direct your mind to do the opposite. Say, I'm landing in the open space. I am safely and smoothly gliding to the open field. I am achieving what it is that I want to achieve. I am happy with my fabulous new mate. I am driving my super new car. I am ecstatic about my new job and my new boss. I know if you don't have them yet, it's hard to do that, but do it anyway, because you have to get your mind adjusted. You have to visualize what it is that you do want. I mean, miracles do happen if you believe they will. I know. I've experienced them. I've experienced them. Every day throughout the year, I record my miracles in my achievement journal. Miracles really are the way life responds to our wishes, our dreams, our desires, and our visualizations. So in my gratitude journal, every day I write my gratitude for what I've achieved, for what I've acquired, for what I've done for the people in my life. Every day, you'll be amazed. If you just write down three things every day, you'll be amazed at how much better you will feel about what's going on in your life. One year, when I lived in South Africa, my business partner and I decided we wanted to go away for New Year's Eve, and we were going to take our achievement journals, and we were going to take a bunch of magazines and cut out all these pictures and paste them in our magazines. And they were building this great new hotel that year in South Africa. It was called the Palace at the Lost City. And we were going to put in our achievement journal that we wanted to have a weekend at the Palace at the Lost City. And so we said, well, hey, why don't we go there for New Year's Eve and be at the palace, and then we can do our books there and make everything happen and be in luxury when we're actually setting our goals. So we called the palace, and they said, oh, they were completely booked, and they were sorry they couldn't put us in. And so Fiona said, but you don't understand. We have to write our goals, and we need to do our visualization books, and we need to be in a place of luxury in order for that to happen. So it would be great if you could just get us a room for the weekend. And I mean, we'll even share. We just want to have a place in luxury to set our goals so we can feel really good about who we are, and we'll set very big goals. And so the lady said that she'd see what she could do. And bless her heart, you know, she called us back, and she had a room for us over there at that place. And we went there to the hotel for that weekend. We had an incredible room upstairs overlooking the Elephant Walk, and we took our cardboard box full of pictures and magazines in there. And we took our achievement journals and our scissors and our paste, and we just hung around there and drank a little champagne to celebrate the new year and put our pictures in our book. And it was so cool. We had such a great time. And here we had made one of our goals happen on New Year's Eve. And so we said, wow, if we can do that on New Year's Eve, what can we make happen for the whole year? And we just pasted in all kinds of pictures. And I mean, our books just looked fabulous when we got through that weekend. And guess what? We even put stuff in that book that we just liked the pictures. And we thought, well, they'll be cool. And do you know that by July of that year, every single thing that we had pasted in that book had happened. It had come true. You see, what happened was we got so clear. I mean, we had even pasted in pictures of the pyramids in Egypt. Now, neither one of us had a desire, really, to go there. I mean, it would have been nice, but we just liked the pictures when we were cutting things out in the magazine, and we put them in there. And sure enough, someone called us and hired us to come to Egypt on the very month where we had pasted the pictures. And we stayed in this beautiful hotel, and we were entertained. It's fabulous, and we did our training, and they even flew us first class. So there are worlds of possibilities. There are worlds of possibilities if you just will take the time and effort to visualize, to get clear on what you want. There are so many possibilities, and yet many of us never ever see them because we just don't think that's possible for us. We think those kind of things happen to other people, that other people are lucky, that other people have opportunities. We don't see that they have challenges just like we do. We think things would be nice to have or do, but then we think negatively. Those aren't for people like us. We have responsibilities. We have to do certain things. Well, I believe that if you will visualize, if you will get real clear, very, very clear on what it is you want to do, what it is you want to be, where it is you want to go, the technique of imaging actually will imprint new data into your brain and into your central nervous system, and it'll create a new self-image. And if you will practice imagining the new you, visualizing the new you for a while, you'll find you don't need to take any conscious actions because your subconscious action, your subconscious will actually direct you to act automatically in ways that are consistent with your visualization. Now, this may sound too easy for you, almost magical and unbelievable, but I assure you there is nothing illogical about it. You don't just make a wish and poof, it happens. It takes conscious effort. And as much as we'd like to think there to be, there's no magic to it. Instead, we have to create a thought which is so powerful that we can see it clearly, clearly, clearly in our mind. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. If you would like to continue information from me on things that will help you to elevate your self-esteem, things that will help you to create the life that you desire, just go to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter, and you will also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, just click on the link to receive a subscription to our quarterly Choices magazine, which has articles favorite self-esteem authors. At Turning Point International, we offer all kinds of self-help products, books, personal development programs, CDs, personal coaching and writing and public speaking, and these free newsletters and magazines in order to help you create the life that you desire, the life that you want. Please remember, you are always more than enough.